continue the next Gemara. Amar Rav Asi. Safim harehen kekarka. This is the statement of Rav Asi, unclear what he means. Ksafim harehen kekarka. Kesef is the same as karka. The Gemara wants to understand, what is he trying to tell us with this? L'may hilchisa. Regarding what halacha is Rav Asi telling us, ksafim is like karka. Says the Gemara, ilema le'inyan meitav. If you'll tell me what he has to tell you, he's teaching us regarding meitav. Hainu d'Rav Huna. You don't need Rav Asi, that's the same thing as Rav Huna. What does it mean, le'inyan meitav? Rashi explains. Le'inyan meitav, da'afilu yesh lo idis, mesalik b'kesef iboya. So what is he telling us? That even if you have karka idis, you can choose also to give kesef. You don't have to give dafka meitav sada. You can give kesef as well. Rashi says iboy. Right, that's the deal that we made yesterday. That means he could give karka, but he could also give kesef. And that's what Rav Asi is teaching us. That when you have the case of having to pay for nezikin, you could choose to give kesef just as much as karka. It says the Gemara, that halacha is not new. Hainu de Rav Huna. So what's the problem? So the Gemara sees this idea that you can choose to pay kesef just as much as karka, that lies within Rav Huna. Interesting. That lies within Rav Huna. As if that was a chidush. Until now, we're talking about Rav Huna. We didn't emphasize that as the chidush of Rav Huna per se. That you could give kesef. Gemara sees that as nichal um Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? O kesef o meitav. So within those words, you see that you have the option. You can give kesef as well as karka. O kesef o meitav. But then you don't need Rav Asi. That's Rav Huna. And he should have made it clear it was something Rav Huna had said already, not something new. Where do we see a stira between kesef and meitav that you have to explain you can give both? You never really raised it as a formal kasha. The kasha that we asked had to do with the yashiv. But al kol panim, the Gemara seems to see that within Rav Huna as well. O kesef o meitav, that you can give kesef as well as kark. But this Gemara l'chora creates a pella on what we saw yesterday. We saw yesterday many shitas when it comes to the hierarchy of paying by nezikin. So, umashal, according to Tosfos, everything is good. According to Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, so whether it's part of the chiddush of Rav Huna or not, but it lies within Rav Huna, and it's clearly the case that when it comes to a mazik, he has the option. He can pay with meitav sada, with idis, he can pay with kesef. That's what comes out of Rabbeinu Tam, and that's what the Rush also holds. And what's the pshat in that? The way it sounds like, kesef is like meitav. The Torah is b'chayiv meitav. Kesef is the same. Kesef is also like meitav. It has the same status. That's the way it comes out for Tosfos from the Rush. The way that we learned up Pshat and Rashi, it's a little bit of a different idea. That the Pshat is not that kesef is equal to meitav, but meitav is only halacha that was stated when you're paying with karka. You can go the route of paying karka, then it's meitav, or you can go the root of kesef, and that's good as well. Okay, but again, according to Rashi, according to the Tosus, according to the Rush, the din is clear, and that's what the Gemara is telling us, that Rav Asi might be teaching us that idea that you can give kesef just like karka. Yeah, however, we saw other Rishonim. We saw the Tumo and the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam. We see that there are shitas, like the Ramah, for example, makes it clear in the Muki Yosef that there is a hierarchy. And that means that if you have kesef, you cannot give karka. You can't even give metaltelin. And then metaltelin has a kedima over karka, and kesef certainly has a kedima over karka. Now, here already, it may or may not be a problem, because here we're talking about Rav Huna, right? So Rav Huna maybe disagrees with this. Rav Huna says, oh, kesef o meitav, the words are clear. The words are saying kesef meitav are equal. However you explain that. So when the Rama said it, as we were dyed very much from the lashon of the Rama yesterday, Rama was saying within the tam given earlier by the other Amoraim, the later Amoraim, Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua, they explaining meitav by virtue of the svara of that you can convert that to kesef, and that's the ma'ala of meitav, the fact that it can be transferred to kesef. Within that formulation of meitav, that was what they said. So he paskins like them, and therefore there's a kedima of kesef over metaltin, metaltin over karka. Good, we pointed out the Rush, even though the Rush also paskins like them, the Rush didn't go as far as the Yad Rama, as the Rama. The Rush assumes that, yeah, that means that you can also pay with metaltin, because it's also called meta, but that doesn't mean that therefore automatically you can't also equally pay with karka. The Rush is not necessarily sold on that sheet of the Rama just because he also paskins like a Rav Huna ben Yeshua. But I'll quote on him. If you go with that approach, then we can understand why there's a hierarchy and kesef comes first. But within the Rama, we wanted to say Rav Huna doesn't know this way. It's just a question of who to paskin like. Rav Huna says differently, O kesef, O meta. However, we saw the Gra. The Gra learned the Rambam. The Rambam is very strongly mashma like the Rama, although the Rambam doesn't mention kesef as being first. The Rambam talks of metaltlin being kodem to karka, but the Gra takes that to mean also that kesef is before. And the Gra explains that Rav Huna was actually saying, the makar of the Rambam is Rav Huna. O kesef, O meitav means kesef first, and then second to that is meitav. That means that you can't pay with karka if you have kesef. Then the Gra has this very original pshat in the way to read the Gemara that follows after that. Go look at the Gra. He found the Chazon Ish has many kashas on this, and he says it doesn't work out. The Gemara doesn't sound like that's what it's saying. He brings the Gra and he asks like five kashas on it. But the Gra says a pshat. It's not the Gra actually. It's not just the Gra. The Gra says it his way when he works at the Gemara. I found subsequently there's a shach. It's not a good idea because we were tumbling yesterday about what the tour holds. What does the tour hold? Does the tour mean that he has to give a talitul and even if he wants to give karka? Or does the tour mean that the nizik cannot force him to give karka and therefore you go first to metaltlin? That's the big question, what the tour means. The tour says you go to metaltlin first and then you go to karka. So the Beis Yosef assumed that the tour was saying that even if the mazik would want to give karka, he has no choice, he has to give metaltlin. And there is a kedima. Even though the mice of the tour is working off of the rush, and the lashon of the tour is like the rush, and the rush is, there's a strong basis to be machalik between what the rush says, where it's a svar that you're expecting kesef, you're expecting metaltlin, and zikin, they don't have that svar. But no, the tour is not machalik, that's what the Beis Yosef says. Comes the Bach, comes the Drisha and the Smar are the same person. Drisha, the Prisha, he says, no. What are you talking about? The Torah doesn't mean that at all. The Torah just means that to the extent that the Mazik wants to give Metaltlin, he has the right to give Metaltlin, and Nizik can't say, I prefer Karka. But if the Mazik wants to pay with Karka, Yadu Al Yona, he decides. So this issue gets reawakened in the Shach. So I found this after Shir yesterday in Yerzchus, okay? I was looking in the Inyan Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch is basically Ki'ein Loshen of the Torah. So the Sma, Lishitaso, so to speak, the Sma wrote the Prisha and the Drisha and the Tur. He writes and he explains, I in Drisha Kasafti, that the Pshat of the Machaber is that you go to Metaltlin first, meaning that the Nizik cannot force him to pay Karka. But so he can pay with Metaltlin, but if he wants to pay Karka, he certainly can. And the Shach is my, and the Shach says that the Levush also holds that way. The Levush. Okay, the Rubush holds like the Beis Yosef. Rubush, he calls him the Ir Shushan, that's what he calls him on Choshe Mishpat. Rubush has different names, Rubush Mordechai, Rubush Tcheles, Rubush. So the Ir Shushan learns like the Beis Yosef. So you have the Beis Yosef and the Rubush on one side, you have the Bach and the Drisha, Prisha, the Sma on the other side. And the Shach pushes back and says, no, the Beis Yosef and the Rubush are right. It's interesting, the Shach is the Sifkat and Beis. And then Ein Vav Nechonim and Pshat Devi HaRambam VaMachaber Ki HaYir Shushan B'chein Das HaTur. That's what I think the Tur means. B'chein Matzasi and so on. That Mimimuki Yosef. And then he brings the Rach, that the Rach that we didn't part, that we didn't read in the Rach yesterday, the early part of the Rach is Mashma. Right? He says that if you have Kesef, you can't pay with Karka. The only thing is, Mehasha Minan, you have to know Pshat, Mehasha Minan. This is by Chov, the Sugya is by Nezikin. Mehasha Minan is by Chov. What do you see from our Sugya? Then he says, Yesh Misha Omer, so that means only Nezikin. So the Shach Betoch HaDvarim says, and watch the Makar. The Makar is of Huna. Meaning, so the Gemara wasn't the first one to suggest in the Pshat of the Gemara. Oh, Kesef first. Not that, then Meta. It's a long Shach, you're cutting base. I don't understand. We just read a Gemara right afterwards. Hainu de Rav Huna. What is Rav Huna? That Safim Harein Kikarka. That you can pay Kesef. Right? Just as well as you can pay Kesef, just as well you can pay Karka. What do you mean? Kesef is first. If you have Kesef, you can't pay Karka. So I really did. I saw Rav Nachum also asked the Kasha and the Shach. But after looking more, I found that it's not just Rav Nachum's Kasha, it's not my Kasha. The Shita asked the Kasha. It's interesting. All in your schools. The Shita also brings a Pshat like that in Rav Huna. That you read O Kesef O Meitav to me not equal, but Kesef first, Meitav second. It's B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael. And what does he gain with this? The Shita that then he could say that really maybe it's no machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Papa earlier. The Ma'ilav, what was the word of the Rama? Why should Kesef come first? Because since the word of Meitav is to be able to convert to Kesef, right? So if you have Kesef, you can't give Karka. The whole Ma'ilav Meitav is to be able to get to Kesef. So this the Shita brings the first piece here on Rav Huna. Rav Yisrael Hayomed, Rav Huna Nami Isle Komnili Meitavu. How could he say that? He says, O Kesef O Meitav. Hachi Perusho. O Kesef O Meitav. Perush. Im Yesh Lo Kesef, Yitin Lo Kesef. Me'in Lo Kesef, Yitin O Subin O Meitav. He looks at it not exactly like the Ramah. He looks at it as if there's one tier, which is Kesef, and then there's tier two, which is Shavu Kesef and Karka. And the Ramah had it three tiers. The Ramah had it as Kesef first, before Metaltelin before Karka. Okay, he has it as O Kesef, tier one, O Meitav, Subin, and the Rambam was a bit vague. The Rambam only talks about Kedima of Metaltelin over Karka. One could have perhaps said that Kesef and Metaltelin are the same tier. Okay, these are all different possibilities that you can come up with the three tiers. You know, are there three tiers, are there two tiers, and what gets paired with what? Okay, but this is what he suggests within Rav Huna. Kesef, the Shavu Kesef is one. If you don't have either of those, then you pay Karka. That's how he wants to read it. But then the Gilyon asks on this Pshat of Yisrael, Avo Kosh al Derech Zeh, says the Shita. The Gilyon of the Shita. Same paragraph. Kosh al Derech Zeh. Hadakama Gabi Ravasi. Mamish this Kosh, the Rav Nachum asked that we're asking. And then who pointed out there was another Achron? Lechem Abirim, they bring in the back, or the Achronim, same Kasha. I mean, he takes for granted Rav Huna meant it, and he asks, the Shita asks, Kasha, there's a Hadakama Gabi Ravasi, Ilem, when you metav, Hainu de Rav Huna, Masma de Rav Huna, Dafka Kama, O Kesef, O Metav, the Karka Areo Kesef Mamish, Lokma Shapir Shab Yisrael, the Metav Besubin Shavin. Sounds from Rav Huna, O Kesef, O Meitav, Karka is like Kesef. Kesef Maharein Ke Karka. Mamish don't know what to answer. But at least we see that others are asking this Kasha. How could one read Rav Huna this way? The Pashtus would be like this. Pashtus would be, let's say, even if we hold like the Ramah, right? And even if you take it like Halacha, what would that mean? It's the way that we set up yesterday from the two Rashis. So Rav Nachum also uses that Yisha for the two Rashis. And Rav Ruben Lizovsky has the same Mahalach for the Steer and the Rashis. That basically there's two tracks within Meitav. There's two ways to understand Meitav, let's put it that way. The Mahalach of Meitav that comes up earlier in Rav Papa Mevishua, that defines Meitav by the virtue of the fact that it's Mizdavin, that it can be converted to Kesef. That's one Mahalach. What flows from that? That Kesef gets Kedima, The Talton gets Kedima, or Karka is the last on a hierarchy, because obviously when Meitav is, what's driving Meitav is getting to Kesef. That's the Iker Halacha, to get to Kesef. That's the Mahalach earlier. And that's the word of Komili Meitav. And that's the Rashi in Gittin. Rashi in Gittin twice that says, Namchesem Beis and Tesem Aleph, that when do you pay Meitav Karka when you don't have Kesef? That's Alderach, the Shita of a Papa Nevishua. And Rashi would hold the halacha like them. So Rashi says, there, like that shita. That's one mahalach. Then you have Rav Huna. Rav Huna says differently. Oh, kesef or meitav doesn't mean kesef first. Kesef means that you can have kesef, you can have meitav. That's this gemara. That ksof maharein kekark is haino de Rav Huna. In other words, that it's all the same. It's on the same level. However you explain it, kesef is a form of meitav. It's equal to meitav. It's, you don't need meitav. Whatever you'll say, but it's you can certainly pay be kesef, pay be karka. It's totally up to you. And that's the Rashi and Rav Beis Amar Aleph. Rashi says im yirtza means he has another option. What's the other option? So you could be doch matrik in Rashi. The other option is metaltelin. No, you could say the other option is kesef, and you could have paid. The other option is kesef, and you could have paid. Right, either one. You could pay karka even though you have kesef. You could pay kesef if you want. You could pay karka if you want. And then that's argument. That's a point. Just one asked. I'll just bring in. If you remember, I think we spoke it out at the time. It's one on the kudit. Then any questions? And you're gonna be chazering it next week, right? So the sugya of yukud il kamei. If you remember that, right? Yukud il kamei. If you can demand, if you're nizik, you want to demand bainis tfei porta. Right, and the question is, do you get it at the price of Nissan? And originally, Gemara suggested that was what Yashiv is coming for. You get the price of Nissan, but then the Gemara knocks it down. That you'd get it at the price of today, because of the svara of Harata Kolcho, and then the Gemara goes on with the Balchov. So what the problem was, the Ram never mentions that halacha of getting of a nizik claiming. So remember at the time we spoke out when the Achronim, why didn't the Rambam bring it to the Halacha? The Rambam don't bring it to the Halacha. Because they hold that when the Gemara later on mentions the Teretz to the Kasha of Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, and Rav Papa, that by Mitalton Komil Meitavhu, so then the Halacha itself that allows the Nizek to claim Beinus Tveipurta falls away. It was the whole reason why he could claim Bainus Tveipurta. The Torah said Edis. Why can he claim Bainus Tveipurta? Why? Because for him that goes into Meitav. Why? Because Meitav is defined by preference. I want the Bainus. That's only if you understand Meitav, perhaps not the way Rav Papa and Buddha Show learned it, maybe the way Rav Huna learned it. The Meitav has certain inherent quality that could also include the subjective preference. But if we were to define Meitav specifically in terms of converted to Kesef, then you can't say I want Bainis, because that's not going to be Meitav, and the Torah said Meitav. So it could be one of the Achronim, Atumim maybe, I forget, that they say the Rambam didn't bring that halach of Yukud El Kamei in, by Nizik, if they're by Balchov now, but by Nizik, because maybe Bainus is a Me'ena Meitav of Nizik, could be, so it's the same idea. Because the whole halacha that you could claim the lower grade is because that goes into the definition of Meitav, because Meitav is also defined by your preference. But that cannot square with Rav Papa, Rav Yeshua, who defined Meitav in terms of Mizdavin Hacha that he could have converted to Kesef. Yeah, so this is also a possibility. But again, what we're suggesting is that there really are two. There are at least two different ways to learn Meitav, separated by the two Dapim of Gemara. Yeah? And good. And then Rashi in Gittin is one way, Rashi here is another way. And then this Gemara is good. Because Haino de Rav Huna. Hela is, again, to the extent that you want to work Rav Huna into those shitas that give a kedima to Kesef of a Karka, what do you do with this Gemara? Mamish of Hela, what do you do with this Gemara? Ksavna Kekaka, you could also. That means that it sounds like Karka, Meitav Sadeh was where it starts. Kesef is good enough. And here we're trying to say Rav Huna himself said Kesef first. Why is Rav Huna? Oh, you're there. What are you going to say? I don't know. Eita. You have something to say?
No, I understand.
Okay, yeah, good.
Can I repeat the question on the Shach?
It's the same question. The Shach basically, again, the details are obviously unique. The Gra way he works the whole Gemara, but I bet you really can find yourself. But the Shach suggested when he wants to push that the Shulchan Aruch means like the Ramah, the same way the Beis Yosef learns in the tour. So he wants to learn Al Derech Zeh in the Shulchan Aruch, and the way the Rambam is Mashman, he's the Shulchan Aruch means it as well, that Metaltlin comes before Karka, not just that the Nizik can't claim Karka, but the Mazik cannot pay with Karka, even if he wanted to. That's the Shah, and he says, that's the Rabbeinu Hananel. And he says, B'toch HaDvarim, the Yosef Cotton Base, that Rav Huna is saying that too. Oh, Kesef first. If you don't have Kesef, then they... That's Mamish... against this line of Gemara. And I tell you, that's the Shita asked the Kasha. It's not me. Rav Nachum asked it, I'm the Shach, but the Shita asked it because Rabbi Yisrael learned that way in the Shita. And the Gilyan asked in this Gemara. Again, the Pashtus is the way the Achronim of Reuven and Rav Nachum, they take on that there's really different Mahalchim in Meitav. And Rav Huna and Rav Pavi Bshua are different tracks in how to understand Meitav. And this Sugi is Rav Huna and Hainu Rav Huna. But if you go with the other approach, then you could end up like the Ramah. Again, even though the Rush Dafka holds like Rav Papa Avunah Rishua, but doesn't go as far as the Ramah, but say that, good. But basically, if you're going to say what the Ramah holds the halacha, that there's a Kedima, Kesef, that Tautlin, Karka, that's not Rav Huna, that's Dafka, the other Shita, the high time, he keeps saying, the time of the other approach to make. But there are these Achronim that are trying to work that with in Rav Huna, and the Shita also quotes such a Pshat. But this Gemara seems to go against it.
Same contribution,
the Gra. Yeah, the Gra is saying it within Rambam. Yeah, again, the Gra works out the rest of the Gemara, which is also very strange. The way he learns the Gemara, that the Gemara says that the Hachamayim Eskina, but the Lesley goes back on Rav Huna's case, doesn't go on the case of the Braisa. It's all very, very unusual the way the Gra suggests Pshat and the Gemara, the whole way the Gemara reads. Mao the tema that you'd have to sell your edis to give back, to give kesef. And what's the difference? What you sell? You can sell ziburis too to give kesef. What does the Gemara mean? You mechit to sell your edis. He's getting kesef. The whole Gemara is very difficult. Chazon Nish asked many, many kashas on the Gra, on the Pshara words in the Gemara. Okay, so this is Mamash, it's a difficulty. You might see this Gemara would certainly suggest that Rav Huna is not creating this hierarchy at all. Yeah.
Maybe you could say it might be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
That it's like to qualify what the extent the Rav Asi is saying Safim Harayin Kekarka, like how similar it is. It's not similar to the extent in terms of Meitav. It's not similar to the extent that you could use it even when you have Karka. But it's similar to the extent that even if you don't have Karka and you have this Chi of Meitav that you have to fulfill Abim Kain. You could use Kesef. You don't have to go and be zeal and be zav and buy land and karka in order to be mekayim. You could use Kesef and it works. It also is like karka in that it will work to be mekayim your chiyuv of meitav.
But only when you don't have karka. But again, if the ikar chiyuv is Kesef, if you can't be with karka, if you have Kesef, so what is he saying? Kesef harvehin ke karka. If the din is a kesef has kedima over karka, that's our problem. The kesef pukuch paying with karka. So what are you telling me? Ksafim harei hen ke karka. Sounds like karka is equal, and just want you to realize that karka might say is the ikker, and then kesef is equal to that. And here you're telling me Rav Huna is actually arguing that kesef gets kedima. He was saying kesef is not second fiddle to karka. It's equal. Kesef is better. So like the whole lashon is difficult. But again, the fact that Rashi says here, Ibai, again, that's the strong diuk of the Rashi is, right, Ibai, that supports the idea that if you wanted to pay karka, b'makom kesef, you could. And again, within Rav Huna, we understand it. And then we can certainly explain that beis in Rashi that says, imrotze lefro lo karka, that means the Imrotze, because you had another option, the option could have well been Kesef. That means that Rashi, that Beis goes together with the Rashi here, and that's within Rav Huna. And the other two Rashis in Gittin, Mem Chesed and Tes, that would be within the other Shita. That's how many Achronim want to suggest. Yeah, Alec.
Within the way we learn Rashi with the sugya with the Rabuna, so we learned that the only din of Meita exists by Karka, not by Kesef. So wouldn't...
The way that the only din, no, it's the equal. However you want to say it, you could say it, that Kesef is equal to Karka, or it's also a Meita by itself, or you could say the way we wanted to read the words according to Rashi, Kesef or Meita means that if you go the route of non-Karka, then you don't need Meita. The din Meita was only said binugea Karka. I mean, you could formulate it different ways, but the point is that they're the same tier. They're the same tier. Kesef or Meita, like the words are saying, not one first and then the other second. Oh, this means they're on the same level. And that's because he doesn't accept the formulation of Meita that the others were giving, that the Komila Meita, at least in terms of on the absolute level. I mean, if the way that the Ramah ran with that Svara, that would certainly point in the direction that there is a hierarchy of putting Karka on the bottom. And Funa is not doing that because he didn't see Meitav the same way. This would be the Derech HaMelech, the more glatt way to learn. But again, you have these, if you learn otherwise, you have problems. Okay, so let's continue. The Gemara is going to end up with Maskana, that's in fact Pshat in Ravasi. So that reminds it becomes the real Pshat. Again, so it's hard to imagine if Huna meant something different than how Ravasi was saying. V'cheinam Ravasi. I mean, that's the maskanas haGemara. But meanwhile, we're going to be zochet to another sugyan Torah that's going to get into big inyanim, abreira, and other things just along the way. Even though it doesn't become the maskana, but just meanwhile, the Gemara has two other suggestions to work into the words of Ravasi, and then Gemara knocks them both down and comes back to the pshat that we have now. Okay, says the Gemara. So that can't be what the Ravasi meant, because Hanu Dravun Ella. So rather, what does it mean? Ksaf Narein Kekarka Ella L'Shnei Achim Shechoku. The Girsa we have is Shnei Achim. Two brothers did a division on the Yerusha of the father. V'Natal Echad Karka V'Echad Ksafim. So the Chalukah was done in a way that they decided one of them will take the real estate, the Karka, and the other one will take the money. What happens afterwards? Uba balchov v'natal karka. There was money that was owed by the father to some malve, and he comes and takes. He seizes the karka, which would be meshubed for the chov, and he seizes it from the one who collected karka from the two brothers. So what do we say now? Ksav merenke karka de azil hay v'shakil palga b'ksavim b'hadei. So the one whose land was taken to pay the balchov can now go back to the other brother who took safim, and he can take half of what was collected from him in karka from the safim. So where does it mean safim harehen kekarka? How does it read now the words? Let's see the Rashi. The natal karka bishvil chova saviyan the azul hayach. V'shakil palga b'ksafim im achiv v'haynu d'ka'omar. This is now the meaning of the words of Ravasi. Harei hein kekarka, meaning the bal ksafim nami yifra chatzi chovo shel aviv. Rashi puts in something interesting. Bal ksafim, some harei hein kekarka, that the bal ksafim has to also pay half of the chov. We have to understand what's Rashi doing here. What's this all about here? What does it mean? Ksaf marin ki karka, that what? That Baal Ksaf has to pay half the chov. First of all, why? Why does he have to pay half the chov? I mean, the chov was taken from the karka. The karka was mishubed. What does it mean to begin with? That the Baal Ksaf has to pay the chov. That's bachalt has to be understood. And secondly, no, so now that the brother took karka, takes back half of what was taken from the ksafim, how does that fulfill paying the chov? The chov was paid. Elamai, you want to get back money, so you get back money, but what does that have to do with anything? Like, how does taking back ksafim from the other brother accomplish what we're saying here? That ksafim get karka, that he has to pay the chov. What does it mean? Just another, just we, so we have to b'chal, this whole Gemara is very strange. Ksav harein kekarka, meaning, as Rashi puts it, that the Baal Ksavim has a responsibility to pay the chov, and that's the basis why the Baal HaKarka can collect from the Baal Ksavim subsequent to the collection of the chov from him. So the Gemara asks on this pshat, that's what Vasi is teaching us. In fact, the Gemara, pshita, hai bra, v'hai lav bra. How does Rashi read this? Pshita, this is not a chiddush at all. Hai bra, this one's a son. V'hai, what's the hai and what's the hai? Hai bra, v'hai lav, in what regard? Says Rashi. Hai bra, v'hai lo bra. Bitmiya, kolomar, bal ksafim, lo havi bra, lefroa chov aviv, avo bar kaka havi bra. So the kasha of the Gemara is that what you just said is obvious, because what's the basis for why the Baal HaKarka can collect back from the Ksafim subsequent to the Piron? Because the Baal HaKsafim is also, because he has to pay Chatzi Chobo Shel Aviv, as Rashi said before. So of course that's true. Hai Bra, V'hai Labra, in other words, Hai Bra, only the Baal HaKarka is a son, meaning what the son, in defining a son in what regard? That he has to pay the father's debt, V'hai Labra, and the Baal Ksafim is not? To the same extent that the Baal HaKarka is a son, and that definition of a son brings with it the responsibility to pay the chob of the father. So that definition of son is as much relevant for the Baal Ksafim as well. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Then the Gemara has, interesting, the opposite kasha. Ika d'yamri adarab. Some say the kasha is the opposite direction. Not pshita, but it shouldn't be so. Adarab li'idach gisa. The kasha was asked the other direction. The amalei, that the one who has ksafim, who gets ksafim, can say to the one who took the karka, l'hachi shaki ksafim, di'im mignevi lo mishtamna minach. Why do I take ksafim and you took karka? Because we understand that we're both at risk here. I took ksafim to the extent that if they get stolen, it could get stolen, because it's not like karka, which is not going anywhere. It could get taken, it could be stolen. I won't be able to come back against you to reimburse. L'hachi shaki sara, and you took land, knowing the imat mitrafa, if it gets taken away by a balcho, you won't get reimbursed from me. So according to the Ika D'Amri, Rashi says, Ika D'Amri dil idach gisa b'achina, the Baal Ksafim lo l'chayv, the Amalei Baal Kaka l'chi shakli. It's kind of an interesting thing. Pnei Yeshua, other Rachmanim wonder, so instead we use one kasha to answer the other. In other words, two kashas. One is pshita, and the other kasha is, it shouldn't be so, because the Baal Ksafim has a good taina. Now, if there's a svar, the Baal Ksafim can say, this is why we broke it down the way we did, so then it's not pshita anymore. Good. I don't know. It's a good ha'ara, but this, at least it comes out in the Gemara that each taina was looking at it without the other possibility. Each lashon was not hearing the other way. So let's come back and understand what. So the Gemara is going to now sort of tweak it and change the case, not with karka ksafim, but karka and karka. We'll see soon. What exactly is going on in this sugya according to Rashi? The premise has to do with the fact that there is a chiyuv for a son, a yoresh, really. Here it happens to be a son, pashtus, it's a yoresh, to pay the chob of the morish. Good. And then, working off of that, we say that if the guvaina, the collection, took place from one son, he can come back and get from the other one. But how does that fulfill paying the chob? And what does it mean, b'chal, that he has to pay the chob of the father? This is going to come up again when the Gemara is the next to Kimta as well, with the case of Karka and Karka, with the Batra Machokas. Rashi brings in again, with Ravasi, being misupik about it, but Rashi again brings in that point further on. The Pashtus is based on the same inyan. The Rush. So what exactly is this all about? Gemara said the Rashbam and Baba Basra is a little more Mayrich Kedarko than Rashi. We'll just take a look at the Lashon over there a little bit, and we'll try to teach it you know, more carefully. Actually, no, the Rashbam is going on the next part of the Gemara, but okay. But good, I mean. The Rashbam is the one that says in the first and the next part of the Gemara. You saw the Gemara, Hemshach HaGemara, so just look at a few words in the Rashbam. When he quotes Yarshin Havi, which is Rav, so it connects with Breira Usun Si. Dira Maska Misafka Lei, Iki Yarshin Havi, Vechai, Rahaxi, and Maxis Chelko, Dal Shneem, Refroa, Chovas, Aviem. Okay, so let's understand, what does it mean? What does all this mean? When a Baal Chov takes from a lokeach, who purchases land, do anyone argue that the lokeach has an obligation to pay the chov of the mocher? No. So what's the basis for the collection? There's a lien on the karka. Okay, say. So what's going on over here? What's different over here? Moreover, that the famous Rashi that we quoted a few times in Pesachim Daf Lamed, Rashi explains what's the reason that the mocher has the right to collect his lien on the karka from Lukuchus. Rashi puts it in terms of the fact that the sale to begin with, Elit Mekano Lahaba, could not take effect to the extent that the Bachov is going to collect. Because since it was a lien on it, so what's not Birshu, so he can't sell. If Umafehu Gover, then it's even like Eina Shalo. Rashi says, if it's Mikano Lahaba who Gover, so certainly still the Bachov can collect it because it's Eina Birshu. Until now, it was Birshu Gover, but Eina Mechira Salachere Mechira. Because there's already a pre-existing lien on the chasim, even though they're shalom, ain't a birshuso. So it comes out that the collection from the lokeach is breaking the mechira, because that mechira could not take effect. Mikano Rab, it's not a mechira. He couldn't sell it to the extent that it's infringing on the shibur and on the rights of the bachov to collect. No, Rabosai, that's true by a mechira, where you can't sell what's in a b'shusa. What about Yerusha? Yerusha is chal even, it's not b'shusa. Yerusha still goes down. Someone owes a chovos, whatever, to the morish. It's not b'shusa, it goes over. The schusim go over. It's not b'shusa. In a b'shusa is not a chisaron when it comes to Yerusha. So, obviously the whole mechanism that Rashi set up that explains why a Baal Chov can collect from Karka that's Meshubad when it comes to a Kuchos doesn't operate when it comes to Yerusha. So what does it mean? So you have to come up with something new. So here you have the Lashon, we saw the Rashbam, and Rashi now is saying that, and this is the part of what's embedded in the Sugya according to Rashi. The idea that there's a chiyuv to pay the chov of the father. What does that mean? So there are lishonos that are used. You'll get to eventually in the Rush here, also Babitzia, Tesvav. They use the Rush Brokhar Davua, that a Yorish is considered to be like the Mokom, the Morish. An extension of the Morish. Now, what does that mean exactly? Shibat Aguf. Person borrowed money, they themselves owe. There's a shibud aguf. Hard to imagine it ad kedei kach, the shibud aguf. But it sounds like it's more than just a shibud nechassim. In other words, it's I don't know exactly how to magdir it, but the very idea that the yoresh is b'makom the father, so l'mashal, in his own nechassim, not what he was yoresh, would there be an obligation for the child to pay the father's debt from his own nechassim? Maybe kibarav in you. Maybe it's a gemara that way. Kibarav, a mitzvah, the alma. But a chiv, no. But insofar as the nichsei ha-yerusha, what does yerusha mean? For these nechasim, the child is an extension of the father. The yorish is an extension of the morish. So binogea, that which the person was yorish, they are in place of the father. So I wouldn't say it's an absolute shibud aguf, for the extent that it's not, maybe binogea these nechasim on some level. They have to pay the chov from these nechasim. That's the vort. Lefroa chovas avia means kara d'avua. That seems to be that's the Russian that we see in the Rush over here also. That's the Aleph base here. It starts with that. We're not finished there. We still have to take it to the next case, the case of Yekseth Mekarka. But the idea, it has to be something different than Rashi Tzachim, because Rashi Tzachim said that the Mechira is broken through the collection. Here there's nothing in a B'shusso. Here's no in a B'shusso. There's no problem in a B'shusso. Yerusha can go down, even if it's in a B'shusso. So what is it? It's that the Yoresh is b'makom the Morish, the child is b'makom the father, b'nogeya the Piron of Dafka, because he's an extension of the Morish. That's why he's b'mkomo, b'nogeya, he's nechasim to pay the chov. Seems to be the Yisod that's part of this sugya. Now the question becomes the following. But the Baal Chov came and collected from who? From the brother Tokarka. But they did a chalukah. Look, so he collected from him. So what does that do with me? The Balak Safin, it didn't come to me. I have to pay from which nechassim? Gosh, this nechassim that I have. So he took karka. So isn't that mean that he had to pay from what he had? So what do you see in this Gemara? Another chiddush. That when we say that the Yorish, or the Yorshim, are in place of the Morish, the children in case of the father, to pay the chov of the father from the estate, it doesn't just mean what they ultimately got after the Chalukah. Before the Chalukah, there was this big area, this big estate called Tfisas HaBayis, that's the technical term, Tfisas HaBayis, the house. Before the Chalukah, it's everybody has everything. Then there's a chalukah. The chalukah we see in the Hemshecha Gemara, different ways to understand what's happening here. Yerusha, Yorshim, Lekuchos, Breira, we'll get to all this in a second, that's the next part of the Gemara. But we're going to assume now if they remain Yorshim afterwards too. So Lamaisa, there's a chalukah. Reuven gets one part, Shimon gets the other part. In this case, Reuven got self and Shimon got kark. But the halacha that set in, that the Yorshim are mechuyev to pay the father's debts insofar as the nechasim of the Yerusha. Reuven's obligation to pay the father's debt from Nechsei HaYerusha exists even on the part of the Yerusha that Shimon ended up getting when they divided it. So what happened in effect? When Shimon paid the Baal Chov here, who was paying the Baal Chov? The responsibility to pay is not just on Shimon who got the karka, it's also Reuven who got the ksafim. So Reuven was paying the Chov with land that Shimon had. So Shimon has a claim on Reuven to give me back half of that in the form of the ksafim. Because the obligation, again, there's two levels. Number one, the idea that there's an obligation to pay the father's debt. Binogea Nichsi HaYerusha, he is like the father. That's the way we magdir it. I don't know if called Shibra Guf, don't call Shibra Guf, exactly what to call it, I'm not sure. But Binogea the Nichsi HaYerusha, he's been Malcolm the father. But now it's not just on the Yerusha, the Chelk of the Yerusha that I got. It's on the entire Yerusha. So that still remains in effect even after Chalukah, even after a divide. So this is now the basis for the claim of the one who got karka saying to the one who got ksafim, you used my land to pay your share of the debt. Mela, I get back that amount, half of what was paid to the Baal Chov from your ksafim. So that's the picture of the sugya. We asked, what's going on here? What does it mean? I have to pay the debt. The debt was paid already. Yeah, but the debt was paid. You paid the debt with my land. So therefore, he comes after him for half the amount in the Ksafet. Then the Gemara asks, Pasha Pshit, Hai Brava Hai Labra. In other words, of course, he has as much of an obligation to pay the Chov. And again, as we're pointing out, to pay the Chov not just from what he got, from the Nichsei Ayusha in general, even if they did a Chaluk. Now, what we're going to now see in the next part of the Gemara, that all that we just said is only when it's only going to be true if you hold up the notion called Breira. That's coming up in the next part of the Gemara. We're going to see, because this issue is going to play out again in the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to tweak the case. So, okay, this is what we have at this point in the Gemara, that the Chiddush is, again, Ksav Harein Kekarka is Agufa, that the Baal HaKsafim has the same obligation to pay the Chov of the father as the Baal HaKarka. So the Gemara has two kashas. Either one direction is Pashit, or the other direction, that since we have an understanding implicit that you took one thing, I took the other, that means that we're not going to be able to come against each other with Titus. Okay. So therefore, this cannot be Pshat Ravasi. Says the Gemara, Ella, let's say another Pshat in Ravasi. Ella, Lishnei Achim Shechok, again, two brothers, the division on Karka. Rashi says, Karka. Okay, so now what's going on? Baba Chov took one of their chel. Again, how did he come to one versus to both of them? That was seen in Tosis. But he came against one of them with a claim. And he claimed the whole chov from one of them. So what is Ravasi telling us? Ksafim harein kikarka. What does it mean? It says Rashi. Baba Chov Shinato Chelka Echad, the Mishalim Loha Acher, Chatzi Chelko, that the one who the Baal Chov did not collect from has to reimburse the one whose Chelik was taken by the Baal Chov, half of his share, O Karka, either in the form of paying him with Karka, O Misal Gle Bezuzi, or with money. Ksafm is good enough. A new twist. Ksafm harein kekarka, that which I'm mechuyev to reimburse you when the land was taken from you by the Baal Chov can be either in the form of karka, but there's another option, it can be in the form of zuzi. V'hainu harein kekarka d'matzi mesalkei bezuzi kivakarka. But to the extent that he has to reimburse, he has the choice. It can be with money just as much as with karka. Where is this coming? So, in fact, the Gemara, Va'amar Ravasi Chadazimna, but Ravasi doesn't have to tell it to me here. He said it once already before, Di'itmar. Says the Gemara, we have the case. This is what's quoted in Baba Basra. Achim Shechoku, Ubaba Chobinat Achalto Shulecha Mehem, Rav Amar Batla Machlokes. So Rav says, Batla Machlokes. Rashi, Batla Machlokes, Osa Chaluka Betela. V'chozrim v'chokim b'shavach el kanisha. Shitas Rav is that the original chaluka gets unravels, and they have to redivide everything, whatever's left. Again, the pashtus, this is going to base itself off on the same we said before, that the piron is everyone has to pay. So now the fact that he took from one, so now we have to redivide what's left. This is Rav. Shmu amar viter avad. No, he lost out. He forfeited. Rav Asi Amar, on this issue, nota Ravia Bekarka or Ravia Bemos. There's two pshatim in Rashi. The first pshat, it means choice. Ravia Bekarka or Ravia Bemos. He says Ravia because he's, as Gemara's going to say, he's not sure whether like Rav or like Shmuel. So it's a Ravia. So that's a Hachra Misafik. Of half of what he might owe, but within that he carves out his own shita that it doesn't have to be bedafka litkarka, which is what Rav said, but it could even be bimos, which means Ravasi said it already. Ravia bekarka yachzel or ravia chelko o karka o mos ravia bimos o ravias bimos kemod detabi yavavis cholat ve'asa b'maimer means or v'nasan get uboal or explains the Gemara. Rav Amar, Batla Machokes, The chalukah gets unraveled. Kasama ha'achim shechoku ki yarshim havu. So Rashi, look at the Rashi. Now, Rav's shita is that we look at chalukah when they divide the estate, and we look at them as yarshim, as opposed to Shmuel is going to say we look at them as lukuchos. Says Rashi, here's the Rashi that again reiterates from before. Ki yarshim havu, zok Rashi, v'al shneyem lifroa. By looking at the chalukah, each one got as yarshim, and they both have to pay. Hilkach machzis chalukah yachzilo. Therefore, he has to give back half his share. That's batla machlokas. So, kanta Rashi, this is more of what we saw before. Before we took ksafim and karka, now we have karka and karka. But the point is, al shneim lifro. We'll see more in the Rashbam soon in Baba Basra. Al shneim lifroa. But this idea is limited to the manda amar ki yarshim da. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel amaviter says the Gemara kasavar ha'achim shechoku lekuchos. And then within this, we add, ukelkech shelo b'achrayis dami. So Shmuel has a different picture here. This is going to be the issue of Breira that we'll soon see in the Rashbam about. Shmuel says, what do we view this as? When you have a division of the estate, we view them as if there's a new transaction. Each one is now becoming putter of the other. What was before was a state of yarshim. Now it's a new state where each one gets their part as if they bought off of the other. It's not that they're getting what they're getting from the Yerusha before. It's a new transaction. Nafkamino Gabiova, for example, and also in terms of this inyan over here. You can't, apparently what you see in this sugya according to Rashi is that the svar that we've been saying until now, that al shneyem lifroa chobas aviyan, cannot square with viewing them as what? As lukuchos. And that's Shmuel's shita, therefore. Kilkuchos dami. Now the only question is if they're lukuchos, but you sold me what I got, I sold you what you got. But what I got taken away. So do I have a right to come back against you and get reimbursed? So that's the question. Is it like lukuchos b'achrayis? Or is it lukuchos shelo b'achrayis? So here's, we add on that, it's kilkuchos shelo b'achrayis dami. Kilkuchos dami, yeah, so that's shelo b'achrayis. Why is it shelo b'achrayis? Why not say b'achrayis? So the Rashbam and Baba Basra will see in a minute. What does he say? There's a question in Gemara whether Achrayis is Tov Sofer or Achrayis Lav Tov Sofer. If Achrayis is not written in the Shtar, do we assume that it's just a mistake? It should have been by default. It is Achrayis unless it says Shelo B'Achrayis. Therefore, even if it's not written, it's assumed to be there anyway. Or do we hold Achrayis Lav Tov Sofer? In other words, if it's there, it's there. If it's not there, there's no Achrayis. So if you hold the Shmuel, Achrayis Lav Tov Sofer, it's not seen as a mistake. If it's not there, there's no. So then, if there's no written documentation that there's Achrayis, then it's not going to be Achrayis. That's one way. The other way to learn, this is in the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, that there's a svar to assume it's Shelo b'Achrayis. Yeshlomo, he says, Dishmuel etamei, Achrayis Lav Tov Sofer. That's the first thing he says, that the Rashbam says as well. Inami says, a few if we say, Be'alma Achrayis Tov Sofer, hani mili dezaven arame chavero. If I'm purchasing with kesef a piece of land, I wouldn't throw my money in the garbage. I wouldn't throw it out for no reason. So therefore, it's assumed that I must be buying back rice. Avol gabi yerushas achiv the koach anoto chelko. So bayi anad ina mekabel achrayis chaver olav. Gomer makne nami chelko chaver gabi shloi chaver achrayis olav. Don't forget, this transaction of purchasing is going two ways. So by my purchase, I'm willing not to take achrayis because I'm also not granting achrayis. So it serves my purposes. If it's a unilateral one directional sale, if Reuven's buying from Shimon a field. So even if it's not written in the shtar that he has achrayis, but it's assumed I'm paying for it. Would I want to pay money and risk not not having the field if it gets taken away. So that's the shita that you might say, achrai is tohu sofer. It's an oversight that wasn't written. It should have been written. The sofer made a mistake, so to speak. It's considered to be as if there was achrai. That's in a case when a person buys a field. But if you have a case where it's mutual, there's a transaction that each one is lokeach from the other at the same time that he's selling the other, says the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, that we could assume is kachres about is kocholach. That could be what the Gemara means. So there's two things in Shmuel. Number one, it's not yorishim, it's lukuchos. By saying it's lukuchos, you no longer have the svara that we've been working with that allows one brother to come back against the other. What's the svara that Rashi keeps using? That al shneim lefroach over savim, so we have to be masbid this. But what does it mean? If they're yorishim, they're still yorishim, then we say that the payment is really for both of them. They both have the obligation. But if it's gokuchos, it's ke'ilu, that's a new status now. They're no longer viewed as yorishim. So no longer do you view Reuven as chayev with four chovas avim equally to Shimon. The state of gokuchos has now created a new break, a new status. And therefore, that's why Shmuel can say viter. Aye, what about achrayis? That's because achrayis, he holds it shalom achrayis. For either because he holds always Gavto Sofer or because of the Svar that we just mentioned. Where does Ravasi fit in this? And where do we say Ravasi said the same thing? Ravasi said that it was Revia Bekesef Via Bimos. Says the Gemara, Ravasi Amanoto Via Bekarka Via Bimos, Via Bekarka, should say Bimos, Misafgale. He's not sure, Iki Yorshin Damu, Iku Kukos Damu. Now here's the thing. If it's kilkuchos, then and it's shelo b'achrayis, then he owes nothing. If it's yorshin, then he owes how much? Half. Now, what did Rav hold? That the half that he owes is in what form? In karka, batel machokes. Rav does not allow that money to be paid in the form of kesef. See, here you see something interesting. That there's a this Rav Asi parts ways even within Rav. So we'll see more discussion in Tosis also. Rav Asi, even to the extent that he accepts Rav's shita of Batla Machokes, but he's actually arguing on Rav in one respect. Because for Rav, the shita that requires him to reimburse doesn't allow for it to be with money. Rav Asi is allowing it to be with money. Revia Bekaka or Revia Bemos. Why Revia? Because he could be doesn't know anything. Could be Shmuel's right. But therefore I have to give a Revia because look what Rashi is going to explain Revia, that's the din be suffix. Because it's a suffix, so you give half. Hilkach note Revia Bekaka Revia Bemos. So basically the Gemara's Kasha is so to say that Rav Asi's statement here, except Marenke Kaka, has to do with this case. That when you pay, you could pay. You can, when you pay to reimburse the other brother after the Baal Chov seized his assets, you could pay if you wish from Ksafim. Rav Asi said that because to the extent Rav Asi spoke about the case possibly paying Revia because of the Suffolk Rav and Shmuel, he said, "Oh, Revia because of Revia Bemos." This is all the first pshat of Rashi. So Gemara says, "You're right. It can't be Rashi meant that." Ela Mayer and Kikakli and Meitav. Ay, Ochi Ayin to Ravuna. Eim Avchenam Rav Asi. Yeah, he said the same thing. It's all different halacha. You could pay kesef just like you pay karka. Back to Rashi. O kilkuchos dami. He's explaining here Ravasi suffik. If kiyarshin damu, so Rashi says, al shneim lefroa. It's interesting. Rashi's masbrit within Ravasi's tzad of kiyarshin. He didn't say it within Rav. I mean, Rav already said kiyorshin, batka machokes. Rashi waited for some reason to explain this idea again, the shneim lefroa. Rashi says it within the tzad of Rav Asi, holding like Rav. Okay, to diuk. Kiyorshin damu val shneim lefroa, hilkach masis holka yachzilo, so then he get everything. Oku kuchos dami ve'engo lov kulam hilkach. Revia me'oso chelek hamagio yifra. So, the Rashi doesn't give me more about this machokas, that we'll see in the Rashbam in a minute, this Yorshim Ukuchos. Revia Yifra, the Havalei Suffolk Mammon, the Kol Mammon Hamut B'Suffolk Chokin. This is also a sugya. A lot of sugyas get converged here. The Shita the Rashi is quoting is a certain Tana, Sumchus, Simchas holds Mammon Hamuta Besafek Cholkin. There's a dissenting view. The Chacham, what does Chachamim hold? Mammon Hamuta Besafek. So now we're going to have to figure out why was, do we hold like Simchas? There are Mashmos, and maybe Rashi holds like Simchas. Rashi's Lashon is clearly Mashma that way. Tosis is going to suggest that you don't have the option of Mutzav Rei. Rashi seems to be saying it based on Simchas. That means Pashtus, you would say there is a if there's Lufi this Lashon of Rashi, does he have to pay anything? According to Shmuel, he owes nothing. According to Ravi, he owes half. So why you say he pays a quarter? Maybe he should be viewed as a Mutzav. So Rashi's answer is Mamon Abudu Savik Chokin, like Simchas, yeah? According to Racham, will be different. The ain nota imo el revia. V'hala yachol esalko over karka over mos. All this is one pshat of Rashi. Lish nachrina or revia b'maos anupshat. Not revia b'karka or revia b'mos. Like Rashi is saying so far. No, or revia b'mos mamish. Levad revia b'karka. V'hainu harehin kekarka. How so? Saf alay karka. Yes, they give a quarter in karka and a quarter in money. Misafkale, how e ki yorshin damu? In which case, v'chay v'hachzir lo mechzis chelko karka, v'lo yachol sakamos. The tzad of yorshin doesn't. Either way, he has to pay half. We'll see why. But if it's yorshin like Rav, then the option is only one option. Then he has to pay with karka, which is what Rav says. But the machlokas means he gets. They divide. You divide the rest of the land. Oh, kilukuchos damu, or maybe kilukuchos. However, here he doesn't hold like Shmuel's shita kilukuchos to go bachrayis. Kilukuchos damu mil kilkech bachrayis damu. If it's a kech bachrayis, then what does he have to pay him? He have to reimburse him with kesef. V'chay v'achzelo machzis mashi ibed. Avol mos yachol esalko. It certainly can be with money. Sounds like it could be with kaka too. Sounds like, but it could be with money. Yeah, Alec.
Wouldn't he have to pay him back full amount?
No, because they both have to pay the. No, they were kuchos. What happened? He don't mean the full amount. No, because the chov is paid. So why does it have to be? Why only half? No, but it was if it's paid from the nechzer yerusha, then what's left is what's left. He's saying if it's beachrayis. What should happen? He should have to pay him everything, and then what? That means only the other one paid the chov. I mean, that's what happened. He came to the Yapachayap. Why did he come to the other guy? Maisi came to the other guy, but the chov was the father's chov.
If they're not the Gerushim, so maybe the first guy doesn't have any obligation to pay for the father's chov.
No, so that's the question. Do we say he's not right? You're asking, why does he have to pay? Only half, why doesn't he have to pay the whole thing? But if he paid the whole thing, what would that mean? That the other guy lost out. Keach b'chayis means they're both b'chayis, no? You know, no one should be able to lose out at the other's expense. No? I mean, they're both in the same, they have to be on the same even plane. No? Yeah.
Why do you have to give a quarter in land and a quarter in money? It shouldn't be a quarter in land and the other quarter you should be able to choose. Because according to
In Chinami, I would say that. I agree. But the option is certainly there to do right. Who says maybe you're right? You want to give the whole thing in land? I mean, that goes to the question that we've been discussing until now before. And that was, when you want to pay a chov, I mean that's Rabbeinu Tam, Nekach Tos, maybe goes to that issue. If can you pay with karka? Rabbeinu Tam said you can't. If you hold, you could. I mean, that's the question with the Rach that we saw in the Rashbam and Baba Basa Tzadi Beis with the Mekach Toz case. If it's that money or other money, to the extent that you have money, could be you have to pay money. If you hold like those shitas that you can pay with karka, even if you have money, then you can pay with karka. Maybe this is assuming that you have to pay with kesef if you have kesef. So the money, but you could certainly could do it and you may have to do it. So that's the Revi'a B'karka Rivmos. We'll see more about the two Ashonas in Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashbam is more mayrech about this, the background of the sugya, the Rashbam in Baba Basra. Just to see a little bit in the Ashonas of the Rashbam, The sugya there is this case over here, Rav and Shmuel. Ravasi Amar Lo Batka Machokes Lito Mechzati. He's going to emphasize what we see in Tosis here as well. That let's go with Lashon Rishon of Rashi. So Ravasi is Mesupik like Rav or like Shmuel, but even being like Rav is not exactly like Rav. Remember, Rav said Batka Machokes, which means that what goes back is Karka. And Ravasi says he's Mesupik, so he doesn't say the whole amount. He says Revia. But the Revia could be Bimot. So what does that come from? Rav didn't accept that sheet. Rav would hold it. Whatever you have to give back is Bekarka. So here's this like a new taina that he has that, look, it's your fault that you didn't have money. They had to take away the land. But if it was up to me, if they were coming against me, I would have paid with money. This is what the Rajban brings in as a svara for Ravasi. And Rav doesn't agree with that svara. Take a look at the Dibur Mask of Ravasi Omar. Lo batla machok es lito mechsa mechelk achid kerav. Not completely like Rav, that batla machok is to take half of the remainder and have to and redivide, or to take back from the other part. The gam lo vita kishmo gamri el noto revia karka misrei achid dahenu chatsi chetsio. O revia yitengo achid mos or money the matzi amale. Ana havi misalik nalega balchov bezuzi. Had the balchov come to me, I would have given him money. Shabilonis chayevli avi kiim zuzi. Father owed him money. So why is he taking land? Because we didn't have money. And the halacha is keach misal bezuzi. Unless certain types of apotiki he can't, but it doesn't. The case here is not such a case that an apotiki that he can't misal bezuzi. So I could have misal bezuzi if you would have come to me. But you didn't have Zuzi, so you took the land. Udidach nami Zuzi maslima, so I'm going to give you Zuzi the same way I would give the Balchov Zuzi. The time of first, the Mesapkali Kirabi Kishmuel. Look at the Dima Maska. Now we get to the Breira issue. What is this Machok? Is Yarshin Havi Kuchas Dami? So, says the Rashbam, Yarshin Havi, Torah Yarshin Yesh Alein, Lefroa Ben Kulan, Chovas Avien. Now, he already is explaining it within Rav. Rashi said it within Rav Asi's tzad like Rav. The Rashbam is saying it within Rav himself. That the vort of Yorshin Havi, that they have a status of Yorshin, that between them they have to pay the father's debt. That works with Yorshin Havi. The Mishim Chaluka lo istaluk mikarkoi ditumi balchov davuam. Even post Chaluka, they're still viewed as shayach to the Yerusha. What does that mean? What does it mean to say that you're shayach to the Yerusha even after Chalukah? That means yesh breira. This is what's brought into the Gemara in other places. The shayla is how literally to take it. For now, we'll take it literally. Yesh breira means goes with the law, all the other column of breira. What does breira mean? The sphere of yesh breira, huvrar hadavar shezacha ko'echad b'chel karo'i lo. What you got post-division is what the Yerusha gives you. So you're continuing to be in this chelek as a Yoresh. The same Yoresh continues vis-a-vis what you got right now. The Nimtza, the lo lakhu zemi sekum. It's not like it was a new transaction that allows each one to now become the new Bailam on their half, and no longer do they continue to be the status of Yorushim. It's all from the Yerusha that they got what they got with the division. It's viewed as Breira. That was what was Huvra from the beginning. For Hu Adin Lin Chazar B'Yovel, Nafkamina also Gabi, whether it goes back to the Mocher, B'Yovel, Diko Manda Omar Achin Shechoku Kuchas in Machzirin Zezeb B'Yovel, L'Rav E Machzirin, V'Kim the Yorshin Havi, since they're Yorshin, Hilkach Machzir Shechoku Yachzilo. Why? Because we continue to say, Al Shneyem Lefroa Chova Saviyah. Why? Because it continued to be yours. So this yesod of the sugya according to Rashi, that al shneim lefrochel v'saviem, we saw it earlier by Ksafim and Karka, and now we're seeing it within Rav, that they're yarshim, and that's the basis for why the brother who's the Balchov took his Karka can come back and get from the other brother, because they continue to be Yarshim because of Breira, and therefore this it's viewed again, as we said before, that what was paid by brother A is really brother B paying at the same time. Brother B has the same obligation. Hi bra, hi la bra, they both have to pay. And therefore, I have to come back and get, you can come back against me. Kil kuchos da mi. What is that? The ein breira. You can't say that what we divide is what was originally part of the Yerusha. No, you don't say that. You can't say this was huvra lemafreya. V'nimtza shekol echad nato chelk achiv. U'ki'ilu hachlifu zeh b'chelko shazeh. Ki'ilu hachlifu zeh b'chelko shazeh da mi. V'ayinu l'kuchos. Which means, therefore, no longer do we say Ashtem lefrochav asadim. They're not Yorshim anymore. It's, that parish is over. Now it's kuchos. And now kimedel kuchos nino. So now what type of hech is it? Havad shelo b'achrayis damu ki ilu amru zeh lezeh eni mekabu achrayis chol kechol. Right? Dami de mestama lo mekabu afagav digavi mocher kaka lechaver kaim when achrayis to soferu im lo pirish b'shtar mechira. So we assume it's anyway, b'achrayis, doesn't hani. This is the svar that we saw, the second svar of the that we saw in the Talmud of Ben Utam. The Lashad is the bechdiya, but Gabi Yerusha Sachen, the Korach and Notar Chelko Bayah, no, the Ilo Mekab Rachrayis. Al Shal Chaveiro, Gama Makna Chaveiro Chelko Gamish Chol Kab Chaveiro Rachrayis Alav, and Shtab Rosedek Yechad Dididei Lo Shtad Lo Chaveiro. The first answer, he says, was the Shmuel Gishitasa, Rachrayis Lav Tal Sofer. Then the second svar is what the Rashbam says. Misafkele, Ikiyoshin Dami Vechai Vachsi Machsis Chelko Kerav. Again, and Da'ashneim Lefrochov Asaviyem. Again, so the sugya is predicated, Lashitas Rashi and the Rashbam, on the idea, the reason why they can come back against the other brother after the correction is because of Ashtem with Broa. Okay, Kuchos Dam Ve'enachayv Kulam Lukachifa Revia Achim and Asada Nishalo the Mamma Safik Choken, Mefurish again, Mamma with the Besafik. Oh, Revia Mos Yachzilo, the Amale, I know have a Lizuzi, Vav Mesalik the Lebezuzi, Mishfil and Yosecha, because of your poverty, go Afsin Nachlas. Rav did not hold it that far. Rav would have said that when he can come back against the other brother, based on the Ashneim with Roa, there is no option of the other brother to pay with Zuzi. But Ravasi holds that he can say, look, I would have paid the Zuzi, so I'm not going to lose out because of you, a special time. The other pshat, Lashon Acha Pirush Rabbeinu Zkeini, the Rashi bin Bavel Kama, Perek Rishon, Raviya bin Mos, Mamish, Levad Viya Bekarka, Dainu Ko Chelko, Ben Karka Umos, Misaf Kalei, Ki Yorshin Dam, Bechai, Vahazi, Mechzis Chelko, Bekarka, Bechai, Yuchu, Zalka, Vimos. According to the second pshat of Rashi, to the extent that they are like Yorshin, he agrees with Rav completely. That Yorshin, there is no Taina, well, I would have paid Mezuzi different, but no, if it's Yorshin, then he gets back Karka. What's the other side? Okay, well, kuchos dami umil kolkech b'achrayis dami v'hai chai v'achsi lo machsis masha avad. Avo b'mos yachol esau kolkech yachzi revi akarka ki yorshim u'revi b'mos kimoche b'achrayis u'tofos lashen rishon kach pirush rabbeinu v'chenu she'en bo mamish v'hai lashen achron, and so on. Doesn't like the second chapter because we'll have to see, maybe next year, the Muki Yosef does not say a word about this Yisod of Ashtem Chaim with Roa. From the Muki Yosef, it's a different sugya. There's a whole different mahalach in the sugya. The basis for why the brother who the Baal Chof took away the karka from can come back against the other brother, the Baal Ksafim earlier in the Gemara, or the other Baal Karka, does not seem to be based on this idea of Ashtem with Roa. It's a whole different mahalach in the sugya, and we'll have to see how that question of how to learn the sugya is going to impact on a lot of issues that are going to be playing out in the Tosfos as well. Okay, so we'll see that next year. A little bit on the Pasha.